This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston is one of more than a dozen cities around the country targeted today by demonstrators. They want a nationwide minimum wage of $15 an hour. One of the local demonstrations resulted in several dozen arrests. WBUR Simone Rios has this Bostonomics report.
The fight for 15-day of disruption began locally with a 6 o'clock demonstration outside a McDonald's in Cambridge. 34 demonstrators, including State Senator Jamie Eldridge, were arrested for civil disobedience and spent a big part of the day in jail. At Logan Airport, more than two dozen hourly employees of the JetBlue contractor Flight Services and Systems to protest what they call unfair labor practices. According to Service Employees International Union regional leader Dan Nicolai, the workers are protesting retaliatory actions by the company after a previous labor action.
The company illegally suspended three workers. They threatened others. They spied on people who were talking to each other about the union. All that's illegal. It's under investigation now by the National Labor Relations Board.
Flight Services and Systems did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Massport says the walkout had no impact on JetBlue flight operations. But worker Dayel Gethers says she's ready to fight for a wage higher than the $10.50 an hour she now makes.
It'll make a totally big difference. I'm trying to raise a three-year-old on my own, and it's not helping with a little bit of money I'm making now to pay bills and provide for my daughter.
The real target of the $15 an hour push is state lawmakers. And demonstrators packed into the Great Hall of the State House to make their demand. SEIU Executive Vice President Tyreek Lee told them workers find themselves at a crossroads after this month's elections. But he says there's a unique opportunity.
We are here to link arms across industries and movements and to drive an agenda that ensures that all Massachusetts workers are paid fairly, treated with dignity, and have the right to join a union.
The minimum wage in Massachusetts will increase to $11 on January 1st. But the Raise Up Massachusetts Coalition, which organized the State House demonstration, is asking for legislation to boost the wage floor to $15 an hour. It's a request Governor Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito are not ready to embrace. Polito says she's waiting to see what results from the coming increase to the minimum wage in Massachusetts.
The minimum wage that will be implemented in January needs to take place, and we need to see the business community work with that and then follow it from there.
Legislation calling for a $15 minimum wage for airport workers and big box retail employees failed this session. Activists want new legislation to encompass all employees in the state. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Simone Rios.